What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to Likes, Follows, and Retweets. I'm your host, Van. Today I'm going to start this off a little different with some poetry. Ooh. And it reads, she picked me. So I guess I was chosen. She got moist, but it's real cold outside, so her coochie got frozen. Snap, 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 snap. Yeah.
Yay!
Ooh. White people be white peopling. Church people pray and fast. Black people make sure other people know that black lives matter. Why they live their black lives mattering with their black lives matter looking ass. Snap, 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 snap,
snap. Yay!
You talking about one of the baddest songs ever. Oh my gracious. Woo! My, my, my. My, 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 my. Secret Garden tonight. Oh girl. Man, that was a good song back in the day. See, Quincy Jones knew what he was doing when he got them brothers together. All these different personalities. You got the highs and the Barge, the lows, Barry White, the middles. Man, man, that was just beautiful writing back in the day. See, I came from a time of awesome, awesome music, man. I was a big fan of Babyface. Yeah, Babyface. See, because I thought that I was that smooth. I had singing groups, you know, started off with the Fine Young Lovers. Yeah. It was me and my brothers. To be Pacific, like the ocean. It was me, Lenny, Smoke, Rapping T, that's Tony. Man, we used to sing all the time. Everywhere. Then we expanded. And became Mentally Smooth. It was me and my brothers. Big Va. Burry. Beans and Ty B. We sung everywhere. We sung at barbershops for Christmas. See, that was dope, man. We was little hustlers. We was little hustlers. We ain't sell no drugs at that time. Like, I look at my baby girl right now. She's 13. All of the stuff I've done before the age of 13. I mean, she's in the 8th grade. I'm talking about these memories are coming from elementary school. When we wanted something from the store, if we ain't have no money, we go knocking on neighbors' doors. Asking, can we take your trash out? We don't want no handouts. We want to work for ours. No, you don't want us to take your trash out? Okay. You want something from the store? I make a store run. Yep. Original delivery boys. It was working too. They give you $20, send you down the street to the store. Either we go on to the 24-hour store, we call that mini market, or they sending us down to Eastover, where there was a grocery store, the discount mart, there's a rack of stores down there. And all they tell us was, keep the change. Man, what? I got 70 cent left. You know how much. Ooh. When BB ice cream truck come up the street. Man. Because it was a lot of penny candies back then. Penny candies. Penny cookies. Penny chips. Man, we was pennying down. Filling ourselves up with a whole bunch of garbage. But it was awesome because we worked for it. But yeah. Back in that day, if we wanted money, we took people trash out. We went to the store and got them stuff and brought it back to them, delivered it to them. No, we was the original Uber Eats. They let us keep the change. Thank you. And when we're done, when we got enough for some snacks and something to drink, we clock out. We clock out, go to the store, get ourselves something. Hang out, flip against each other, play football, play basketball in the streets, whatever. We was real kids back in the day when this beautiful music was out. Back when this music came out, I used to pump gas. Yeah. Go to the gas station. Pump some gas, wash some windows for money. Ain't have to ask nobody for nothing. You ain't see me with my hand out. Not at all. Me and my brothers. Let's go hit this gas station. My man Burry was out there. My man Sam was out there. We was doing whatever we had to do to get what we wanted. We was trying to teach ourselves at a young age that if you want it, you go get it. Simple and plain. And that's exactly what we did. Young hustlers. We ain't need no guns for it. No knives for it. We need no drugs. Nothing. We just did our thing. You hear me? As a matter of fact, back when Secret Garden came out, I believe I was going to the 7th grade. Yep, I went to a school in Southeast DC. And all we did was hustle. We went from taking trash out, going to the store to keep the change, to pumping gas and washing windows, to selling candy. Selling candy in people's neighborhoods. We'll all get in the back of a van. That probably wasn't the most safe thing. I'm telling you, man. That wasn't the most safe thing at all. That was crazy. What in the world were we doing? Like, this lady named Madeline will come around the neighborhood. And I think my cousin Nucci put us on to this lady. My cousin Nucci, he always had the line on the hustle. He always had the line on the hustle. But he put us on to her. And she will pick us up. Be about 10 boys inside of a van. Something I would never advise my kids to do. To hop in somebody's van and sell candy. That's the quickest way. We had to be the dumbest, smartest youngest in the world. Like, seriously, I mean, yeah, we were smart. We knew some survival skills and everything. But somebody pull up in a van and say, y'all want to sell some candy? Get in. And we were like, yeah, we want to sell some candy. Come on, let's go, everybody. Let's go. Let's go jump in the back of the van. And that's exactly what we did. She could have been trying to murder us, take advantage of us. She had one glass eye, too. Miss Madeline. One glass eye and the craziest looking wig. The craziest looking wig. But yeah, she hooked us up, man. Every crate had some caramel clusters in there, some pecan brittle, some saltwater taffies. We were selling candles. We were selling incense. We were selling toys. She'd pick us up from Southeast DC and take us right over the line to PG. That's Maryland, Prince George's County, to where what we thought the nice people lived. So we go over there with our hood ghetto's tails, you know, not scared of nothing. She drop us off at an apartment complex at 6 o'clock. And she say, I'll be back to get y'all at 9. Be back to get y'all at 8. And we be like, all right, cool. And we will walk from door to door to door to door to door in those apartments, knocking on doors, selling. Knocking on doors, selling. Not caring if we get robbed, nothing. Why? Because we was from D.C. We was from Southeast. We wasn't scared of nothing. Wasn't nobody gonna do nothing to us. That's just how we, that was how we moved. And it built character. That's exactly what it did. It built character. Taught us how to get out there and get ours. For every $5 package of candy we sold, we got $1.25 from it. Each of us had like 25 items in our crate. You do the math. Even if we didn't get that extra quarter, we sold every last piece. That was at least $25 a crate that we was going home with. Slim, you in elementary school making $25 a night? Are you kidding me? Could you imagine your elementary school age youngin', your kids, being in sixth grade right now making $25 a day? Having $150 at the end of the week? Because most times we ain't work on Sundays. All the money that they had, everything that they had to do with it. That was a blessing, man. Yeah, some people tried to rob us sometimes. Some people took our crates. We'd run. It was dogs in neighborhoods sometimes. Sometimes we'd go in neighborhoods and wouldn't sell a thing because nobody was trying to buy anything. But hey, we go out on one day, don't sell nothing. We go out the next day, we sell out. Have to call her back from a payphone to come get us and give us a new crate so we can sell some more. We was getting it, man. Go to the carnival, treat our girlfriends, get on all the rides, buy all the tickets, play all the games, all from our own money. And we weren't moving no weight. We wasn't stabbing nobody. We wasn't robbing nobody. We were just some young hustlers. I long to tell that story one day on the big screen. I think it'd be an amazing story to tell. And I bet money that it'll be better than the Bobby Brown movie. Although I love that joint. I like the Bobby Brown movie. That joint was nice. I like that joint more than I like the New Edition joint. Other folks might differ, but Bobby Brown was my man back in the day. But yeah, Young Hustlers. Back in the day when Secret Garden came out. Yeah. You would have liked it. Might not have liked me. But yeah. Thanks for listening. Ooh. The key goes into the ignition. Click, click, vroom. Halloween is about a week away. Witch, stick, broom. Are you going to eat your cornbread? Snap, 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 snap.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.